Don Majkowski, former Packer quarterback, 87 through the 92 seasons, Green Bay Packer Hall of Famer, led the league in passing yards back in 89, a Pro Bowl season for him. But maybe his biggest career highlight, doing a show once with Chuck Freeman back in 2005. Magic Man, how you doing?
Hey, Magic.
Hey, fellas. Hey, Chuck. Good to hear from you guys, man. It's been a while, Chuck.
Yeah, it has.
Yeah, those were some good times, man. That was Chuck brought me onto the scene doing my first radio show. So it was a lot of fun, man, when I was first retired.
Yeah, man. We had a lot of fun. We had a lot of laughs, usually at the expense of other people. We had a good time, man, Magic and I did.
Were there any ups and downs with doing a show with Chuck? Because we've experienced those.
Not really. I mean,
oh, wow. Well, come on.
He was all good, man, except for, you know, I kept asking him, let me do, you know, some of the intros and bring it in and stuff, and he just, he never got to the point where he felt comfortable enough.
you noticed that part, huh? All right, Magic. So, before we get into what you've been doing these days, man, I it's been a while, but what you been up to?
Oh, man, you know what? Not a lot. Well, I've been a professional dad. To be honest with you, man, I had my own real estate investment company for 10 years from I think I sold it in 2010. And since then, you know, I had a really bad run of some physical problems and a lot of surgeries, man. I had a lot of surgeries in 2010. I've had 21 surgeries total post career. And, 9 on that left ankle that I hurt when I hurt it against Cincinnati when Favre took over. And so that ankle is fused now with 13 screws and 2 titanium plates. And I had a lower back fusion, I think in 2015, 3 years ago, something like that. So, I'm finally to a point now where, I don't think I have any surgeries in the near future, and I'm feeling better. And, I'm retired, and I was blessed to be able to spend a lot of time with my kids who were involved in a lot of sports. So my daughter played soccer and basketball in high school, was all state, and then she just graduated from UGA now this December, and my son's a sophomore at Clemson, man, playing baseball at Clemson. So it's been a blessing going to be able to watch games and so forth and spend a lot of time with him and just enjoying life, man.
When you're on the surgery table or when you're feeling pain, do you ever think, man, maybe I wish I didn't play football?
No, everybody has the same answer, and that's no. it was a lifelong dream, and from when I was a little kid, and you worked so hard to, attain everything that you did. And it was no easy road for me. It was a unique road, getting to the NFL and having to overcome a lot of obstacles. So by the time you get there, I just appreciate it so much. Man, it was a blessing to be able to play. And man, you kind of know what you're signing up for, but, you don't really think it's going to be that bad, for you when you get older. And I was, one of those guys saying, not going to be me. But just, a lot of degenerative issues, man, with ankles and vertebrae and spines and so forth. That, it's tough, man. But, I see a lot of my former teammates who are a lot worse shape than I am. So far, the most important thing, though, is cognitively. I mean, that's the most important thing. If you have that type of health, that's really the most important thing. And I'm doing fine with that.
We're talking with former Packer quarterback Don Majkowski, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Hey, Magic, one of the reasons we get you on here is talk about the quarterback-coach relationship. And, you had the relationship with Infante and, later on for a short time with Mike Holmgren there. Can you talk about the importance and how that maybe is probably the most important relationship inside the building at Lambeau Field, that between the quarterback and the coach?
It really is. And, especially with both of those coaches that you mentioned, both of those coaches were offensive coordinators as well as head coaches. And, when I was playing under Lindy Infante for 4 years, Lindy was the head coach, but he was also the offensive coordinator and the quarterback's coach. So I spent every minute of the day in quarterback meetings with just Lindy and the quarterbacks. So you have to develop a really unique relationship because you spend so much time together. You have to be able to communicate, be on the same wavelength. You have to be able to take criticism from him. You have to be able to offer your input if you want something changed, and just really have to be able to work together very closely. And you know, I really enjoyed my time in Green Bay when I was working with Lindy. Lindy was unbelievable as far as his mind as an offensive quarterback's coach, and what he taught me how to become a professional at the quarterback position, because you know, I ran the option in college and never really was exposed to you know, the pro passing attack until I got underneath Lindy, and he really taught me everything about the quarterback position, and I cherish those times having learned everything I did with him. So, but it is the most important relationship in the building, guys, without question, because you do, like I said, you do spend so much time with one another. And Holmgren was the same way. Holmgren, you know, learned underneath Bill Walsh, and those Lindy and Holmgren were very similar because they were both just such offensive-minded guys and so intelligent, so cerebral that they paid so much attention to detail, so much more than a lot of the coaches that I ever played for after that.
Talking with Don Majkowski, former Packer quarterback, Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. Did you, and like, let's say Lindy, for example, because you work so close with him, did you guys have problems where there were like hiccups or fights or arguments? And then if you did, I just wonder who plays the buffer. The Sports Illustrated article that came out last week that says the backup quarterbacks essentially have to play the buffer between Rodgers and McCarthy. It just seems like if that relationship phrase, coach and quarterback, that's a hard one to get back on the same page with.
Yeah, you know, I never experienced that with Lindy, first of all. And Lindy really didn't have any other assistant coaches that really helped out with the quarterback position. Now, later when I played underneath Mike Holmgren that year, you know, Mike had a young John Gruden who was like an assistant quarterback coach who worked with Steve Young in San Francisco. So he was very, very knowledgeable of the quarterback position. Then you also had Steve Mariucci, who was the true quarterback coach, and he would work with us hand in hand, and I mean real closely. And he was our quarterback coach, and he would be the buffer, really in between Holmgren and either me or Brett at the time, and you know, even Andy Reid. I you see a lot of these documentaries and so forth, and you know, when Favre took over, Andy Reid took a lot of the blame for some of the mishaps that might have been going on. But yeah, when I was under Lindy, it was just us. And you know what? Fortunately, we never, we really never had any disagreements. I mean, I was able to give him any kind of input that I wanted, with him being very receptive and respected my input. If I wanted to call a certain play, if he sent something in and you changed it, it better work. Number one, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you'd be in trouble. If it works, man, you're okay. But if it doesn't work and you called a different play than he did, that would be an issue, you know? So, but it was, you got to have a lot of trust between, you know, your offensive coordinator or your, you know, if that's the head coach in this case, and the quarterback. It's so important.
All right. We've been sort of having fun at Rodgers' expense because they're asking him, is the relationship good with you and McCarthy? And so yesterday he said this.
It's a close-knit relationship. We'd hug each other and tell each other we love each other.
Is that what happens? You hug Lindy Infante and tell him you love him? Or does that not seem like something that would happen?
Man, I don't know. After games, I mean, after tough-fought games, I mean, if you guys win, you know, there might be a love you come out. Not during the games. You know, I mean,
not every meeting after every time you see him in the hallway, like Rodgers was sort of.
That's not going to happen. No, yeah, I think he's exaggerating a little bit there, man. That's a little bit, whatever, man. But, you know, honestly, guys, you know, being, you know, living in Atlanta and so forth, I mean, I watch every game every Sunday, and I've been up to 3 games so far, but, you know, I really don't follow that closely, like everything that's written every day, you know, about Rodgers and McCarthy. So I really don't have a firm grasp of really what was going on. I mean, I hear that they had, you know, their differences, and obviously, you know, with McCarthy being fired, there's, you know, Aaron's, you know, being in the center of it, saying he's the reason why. But I really don't have, you know, a professional opinion or a knowledgeable opinion that would make any sense because I'm just too far away from it.
Magic, is there any camaraderie between you Packer former quarterbacks? And there's not many of you guys in the last 30 yeah. years. Is there any between yeah. you, Favre, and Rodgers at all?
Me, Aaron and I are closer. I mean, Brett and I would be, I mean, if I would see him, it'd be fine. I mean, I have his number. I have his cell number. I texted him a few times, especially like when he went to the Hall of Fame, got inducted. I congratulate him and so forth, but you know, I'm still good friends with Brett. We just don't keep in contact. But yeah, I mean, Aaron, I still see, you know, when I come to Green Bay, obviously for games and you know maybe during warm-ups and so forth. And Aaron's been great, man, over the years. You know, I was the first alumni quarterback to welcome Aaron into the Packer family. I remember, and when he got drafted, 2005,
yeah,
I believe. And we were at the Vince Lombardi Golf Tournament in Menominee Falls outside of Milwaukee, and I have a picture of him on my phone where he looks like he's about 18 years old, and he was sitting at a table all by himself, not knowing what was going on. So I went over and introduced myself to him, and we hung out and had a great time. And ever since then, man, he's been so cool with every time I come down the field with my family or my son or my daughter, my wife, my daughter's boyfriend, Aaron always runs over, takes pictures, always says hey, and you know I see him after games and so forth. You know he's a really good dude in that sense. So yeah, I wish I could hang out with him more. Like I just don't see him that much after games, but he's been great. So I, you know, close to both guys, or probably closer with Aaron. I just don't keep that much in touch with Brett, but I, you know, I would love to if I saw him, you know, ran into him, it'd be great.
Well, now the one thing you guys all have in common, too, is going through a coaching change. Favre did. Yep. Rodgers is about to. You did. What is that like, and what advice might you have for Aaron about how to go from one coach to another?
Yeah, and let me just backtrack to that last question again, man. I mean, every time I run into Lynn Dickey, me and Lynn Dickey are boys. He's one of the greatest guys ever. So, and I had a great relationship with Bart Starr. So David Whitehurst, I know, who lives here in Atlanta. So, yeah, the guy's still... Mm-hmm. You have a lot of guys.
Just tell us the quarterbacks that you don't like.
Still very good friends.
He's named them all.
I don't like. I had my differences with when I was a rookie with a certain quarterback, man. But it just wasn't. You know, it was just an odd situation. But anyways, with a new coach coming in, and what Aaron's going to have to go through is really it's really weird because Well, in this case, I don't know how weird it's going to be because I don't know how close Aaron and Mike really were, you know, from what you're hearing. I mean, when Lindy got fired, you know, I was so close with Lindy. That was really hurtful. And I felt really bad for him, especially since, like, after my third year, you guys were talking about I was all pro and led the league in passing. And then in my fourth year, you know, I tore the rotator cuff in my shoulder and it really, you know, messed up my remaining years. I just never was the same quarterback and had to go through a big holdout and so forth. So Lindy got kind of shafted, man, not having his starting quarterback, you know, at 100% health during his career, you know, and hurt the team as a result. But when Holmgren came in, when Lindy got fired, you know, you're kind of a little hesitant of getting real close to him right off the bat. When Mariucci came in as my quarterback's coach, it was his first year in the NFL, and he was such a rah-rah, I called him Johnny High School type guy. It was difficult for me to, you know, for him to just relax. And he was, first year in the NFL, he was so excited, so amped up, you know, Mooch is high energy. And I was like kind of the opposite. You know, I was already been in the league for 6 years, and he was just coaching me like I was a, you know, a high school kid at the time. And it took some time for me to warm up to him. And eventually, obviously, we did. But so I don't know. You know, Aaron's got, you know, he knows Philbin right now with the interim coach. It's going to be an easy transition, but after that, if they hire somebody else, it's going to be interesting. So especially with you know, the type of strong personality that Aaron has, man, it's going to be interesting to see how comfortable he'll be.
But is it going to be tougher for a guy who's been around and used to one system like Aaron Rodgers? Now Rodgers says he's so smart. Is it going to be tough for him to adjust to a new coach after being in this way all this time?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't know what. I mean, a new coach is going to come in and teach him his system, mm-hmm. but I don't know what coach would come in that honestly would know more about the quarterback position than Aaron would. And everybody compares him. You know, I've been seeing, you know, it's got like him and Peyton Manning. These guys are so cerebral. And Steve Young, like when Mariucci went to San Francisco, Steve Young was so smart, and he was one of those guys that, you know, just knew probably more than some of the coaches. So it's going to be interesting, though. But, I mean, Aaron, you know, I listened to a couple things. Quarterbacks, no matter how good you are, you still want to be coached, and you still want input on, you know, what they're trying to teach you as a quarterback, especially now learning a new system, if it's, in fact, going to change. You know, that's going to be something different. It's going to be a different challenge for Aaron, learning all the new terminology. If that's the case, if they bring in a whole new system, that's not a lot of fun. I don't think any quarterback likes to go through that, especially when you've been in one system. But you're always open for, you know, a different variety of influential plays or schemes and so forth that will be a welcome.
Magic, it was great getting you on. I love you. And if you were here, I'd give you a hug.
All right, Seth, I'm giving you a squeeze, man, through the phone. So you got my number now, so hit me up anytime, brother.
All right, my man. Thanks.
Thanks, Magic. Okay.